broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Waiting on him to get home. Kids are all
want to get started at 8.
Well, I enjoyed sitting in Neil's chair for 15 minutes.
Actually, I fell asleep.
I about fell asleep. Yeah.
Welcome to Sports Talk, Bub and Fee. Fee, how you doing, brother?
Good, bud. How about you?
Well, I mean, it depends. Last time I was on the air, I had 2 grandkids, and now I'm on the air, and I got 4.
Doubled. He doubled.
2 nice. Little girls. Welcome to the old Stogler family.
Absolutely. That's awesome. Yeah, when did they appear?
Lena Joe. I don't know if that's her real name or not. Lena something. Roth was born last Thursday.
Yep.
Most beautiful kid ever. I mean, just, I'm not bragging or nothing.
But, prettier than you.
I mean, the baby is beautiful. Yep. And then today went down and seen JoJo Lynn Kananke.
JoJo's going on.
And JoJo looks like her dad, and
yes,
might be homeschooled before it's all said and done. I mean, it ain't the most beautiful baby, I'll say that. I mean, it looks just like Jake. Like, I mean, I'm like, oh, not, no.
Whoa, that ain't right.
I mean, that ain't good. It ain't good, but I think we're going to keep her.
Yep, that's keeper.
You know, keeper.
Well, I don't know what else we can do, but but I'll tell you what,
that's
life
pretty
is
awesome.
Good, baby. It is.
Pretty
it's
awesome.
Good
yes,
stuff.
Sir.
Yeah. So we have a special guest here tonight. He is special because each year, you know, it gets this night, you know, this week, and
it's a fun week.
But it is just the you know, it just turns up. The dial turns up a little bit, and the excitement, and you know, just the whole thing. And Friday night, it is showtime for the Fort Carinian football team, and our guest tonight is the head coach.
Love at home, too. That's
all I do, too. And the head coach of Fort Carinian is Brandon Camp. Coach, how you doing, buddy?
Good. Real good.
How's it going, Coach?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Getting ready for Friday night.
I'm
We're
ready,
just about
buddy.
There.
Yeah, we are. You got, you're wearing a couple hats this year. First of all, congratulations on being
Thanks.
The athletic director.
Thanks.
That is awesome.
And then also your transportation something too, right?
Yeah, I'm in charge of some of the transportation stuff too, so.
So how many times you got called an idiot
too?
So far?
Only a couple, but it's early.
How many kids that didn't get picked up first day?
I think there was 2.
Was it really?
But I felt pretty good with that number.
2 ain't bad.
Man, if I was one of those kids that didn't get picked, I would love you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, really, the way that stuff works is it's like the machine just rolls, you know? And all those drivers know what they're doing, and they're really good. So I really couldn't screw them up too bad.
Yeah.
So
get out of the way.
Yeah, it was kind of like good. That. Just stay out of the way, and Brandon, in a couple weeks, we'll tell you what's going on, and you can try.
Well, I'm sure that is exciting, and I'm sure right now is an exciting time. And we've got our scrimmages in, Coach, and let's talk about our scrimmages and your philosophy on the scrimmages. So as you know, like if you watch the NFL and you watch, you know, they don't play their starters very often, and then the last scrimmage, they're like setting everybody. They don't want to get anybody hurt.
Right.
Your philosophy on that as you get older and
we're pretty different from the way the NFL would handle it, because we want to expose our starters to game-like situations and use it. The scrimmage is kind of a conditioning piece for us. You know, it's really, really hard to duplicate the speed and intensity that you're going to get from a real opponent, almost no matter what you do with practice. So we want that speed and intensity, and you want to start with it for a short period of time in that first scrimmage and a little bit longer in the second scrimmage, and then the third scrimmage is almost a game where you have that. And then, and hopefully those guys, you build into being into game shape that way. And it's still going to take a little time, but it's, you know, the conventional wisdom used to be that you do all this stuff with practice in the week, and the idea is that the games are easy if practices are really hard. Well, in reality, that's almost impossible to do, because if you have a four-quarter slobber knocker, it's going to be hard.
It's going
there's
to
just
die.
There's no way around it, right?
Yep.
So looking at that more like, so figure on Friday being the hardest day of the week, and then the rest of your week is focused on building your skills more and recovering to be ready to go the next Friday. So we want those guys to get some extended time in those scrimmages to get their bodies ready for that kind of work.
And you now, basically, you are probably looking at guys and trying different positions out, moving them around a little bit here and there.
A little bit. Especially,
for the most part, you know what you're doing.
Especially right? in the first scrimmage, yep. There's more of that. And then as the scrimmages go, then we get a better idea of
who can do what.
Yeah.
You got, we opened our first scrimmage up, and we have a pretty good scrimmage schedule.
We added Crestview this year.
We had Indian Lake, Crestview, and Hicksville, correct?
Yeah.
So, all three, just exactly what you'd want in scrimmage teams that you see a lot of different looks.
Yeah, different looks and competitive, pretty established programs. So we know that we're going to get a team that's well prepared. We know we're going to get a team that's well. One thing that you want out of scrimmages is not a team that's going to be, you know, cheap or anything like that. So they're very well run programs. So everything's really clean, hard hitting, and you know they're good fundamentally, and they show you some things that can help you learn what you need to work on.
Coach, we talked to a guy that's on New Bremen's staff the other day, and they scrimmage Marion because that's their off team that'll play.
Yeah,
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I think so, too. I think that saves you some driving. Of course, we'd have to go to Delvis. It probably wouldn't be such good for us. But other than that, I like that idea. When I first thought about it, why are you playing each other? And then he says, well, we don't play each other during the season.
Right.
I thought, what?
Well, you're not going to find a more quality opponent.
Exactly. And like you're talking about being clean and straight up and stuff. Can't get any better than that.
And that's something else with scrimmages or with 7-on-7s especially, too, is I like to go against other coaches that I know. Who I know are good guys, and I know how they're going to coach and prepare and do things. So, you know, things you do want a certain amount of control in those scrimmages. You don't want a guy who's going to try to make his team feel good by cheap shotting your guys or, you know, going after your quarterback when they don't have stuff like that. And because of so much respect that coaches in the MAC have for each other, I think it makes perfect sense to do that, because you know exactly what you're going to get from that opponent in terms of quality of work. We did that with Coldwater a couple years ago. Not scrimmages, but 7-on-7s.
7-on-7.
And that was real productive. It's perfect. It's 15 minutes down the road. Yeah. You get a great workout with a good program.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about the opener. We're going to talk about your roster this year, your coaching staff. We're going to pick the brain of head coach Brett Niekamp. We'll come right back right after this. Sports Talk presented by
Wayne Street Market.
Wayne Street Market is having a big end of summer sale going on now through Labor Day with great prices throughout the store. Here are some great prices on chicken. Whole fryers for only $1.49 a pound, or boneless skinless chicken breast for just $1.99 a pound. Or are you in the mood for pork? They have assorted chops for $2.99 a pound, or whole pork loin for just $2.39 a pound. Or get their 81% lean ground chuck for only $2.89 a pound. These are all available in their grab-and-go case. So get to Wayne Street Market and get in on these special prices good through Labor Day, and they'll be open from 10 to 2 on Labor Day Monday. You can always count on great prices and great selection at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow evening, the Lady Indians will host the Parkway Panthers in our first MAC volleyball match of the season. We'll be simulcasting WPGW's coverage of the match. On Friday, football's back, and our Indians will host the Sydney Lehman Cavaliers. And Jeff and Joe will bring you all the action again this season. Then on Saturday, the Lady Indians will play in the St. Henry Invitational against the Rushi Raiders, the Buckeye Central Bucks, and the St. Henry Redskins. Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team of Diana Rammel and Susie Fortkamp will bring you all of that action live starting at 10. A big week of sports coming up as the volleyball season enters its second week and the football season begins. Get to all these games to cheer on our Indians teams, but if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're back here, Bubba and Fee Sports Talk Wednesday night. We got the main man of the Fort Recovery football team going to open up Friday night. Can't wait. Going excitement is going to be here, buddy. What do you think, Coach?
I'm excited. We were just talking about that after practice tonight. I said, you know, think about walking off the field after our game with Versailles last year and how long that seemed like. Till now. And how bad you wanted to get to now.
Absolutely.
Or not now, but Friday.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I said we'd be ready to have some fun.
Oh, man. Sounds like we're having decent weather, too. It's going to be pretty out there.
Yeah, should be a great night.
I just got a few texts grossing me out because I didn't get Lena Joe, right?
Ooh.
Sorry. I just got, you know, you can't remember all that stuff. I'm getting old.
Four of them now. How can you remember all
right.
Give me a break.
Bob, all you have to do is remember it when it's time to put it on the title of their car when they turn 16.
That's right. That's exactly
just
right.
Just do what my dad does. He calls all the granddaughters Abby.
Can't go wrong.
Oh, man. I like that.
All right. Yeah, that's good. So Coach, you know, it's kind of an interesting time here with the Indian football program. You know, a season last year where you know, we'd been made to playoffs 4 years in a row, and then we go 4-6 last year, and we lost a couple heartbreakers. And we have a pretty good nucleus coming back, and our expectations. Talk about your expectations this year and what you've seen so far.
Well, my expectations are to play championship level football, you know, and we were very, very close to that last year, and we did it sometimes in flashes. So I think part of growing and developing with a lot of those guys, and you know a lot of those guys that played last year, they weren't playing as sophomores because we needed to play sophomores. They were good players, you know, they were capable, they were guys making plays. But sometimes you can make those great plays, and it's almost like a flash, like an accident, like, oh, what just happened? Like, what was that? And figuring out how to do that consistently by focusing and realizing that those plays aren't flukes. That's just a window into what you can really do. That's what you could really do all the time if you're focused and determined and your effort level's high. So, you know, that's what we're trying to get to.
You got Sydney Lehman starting Friday night, a team that's numbers are down, I read. But we've played them for a number of years, and they'll be competitive.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Their coach does a tremendous job. Dick Roll, he's really, really good. They got like 22 guys, but they got 10 seniors, and they look like a Sidney Lehman team. They mm-hmm. on film, they play really hard. They tackle well. They know what they're doing offensively. They know what they want to do with the ball. So, you know, it's going to be similar to the games we've had in the past. We probably match up. We're probably a matchup issue for them, but we got to play well.
Yeah. Yeah. What about so far that you've seen in scrimmages, the positives and some of the things that you think that as you get that you're like, boy, we got to get better at this. I'm sure you've got to get better at all of it.
But
positives to negatives right now?
Well, you guys probably know we've got some guys who can raise some eyebrows when they make plays. Derek has gone through stretches. Derek Judy's gone through stretches where he looks almost untackleable.
Yeah.
Gavin Toby makes some plays once in a while that makes you say, what just happened?
That kid's got a frame.
Once in a while, Clay will make a throw that everybody goes, whoa.
Yeah.
You know, the ball just jumps out and gets where it's going. You can't say what you want. You got to have that to have success. And that's not just those guys. You know, Owen Mormon being so fast at running back and then defensively chasing guys down.
What is he played line last year. What's he going to play this year?
Owen Mormon?
Yeah.
Yeah, he played defensive end last year. And this year we're standing him up as an outside linebacker, but his role is still real similar. He'll rush a lot, and it's just a little different look.
He's quick and fast.
Will he carry the ball a lot?
Yeah. I mean, I think I would say right now Derek's our number one, but
pretty good luxury to have.
Yeah,
Derek, Judy, and Owen Mormon as your scat backs.
Yeah, and I didn't mention Riley Heiser yet. Riley had three good scrimmages.
He's small and short.
What grade's he in?
He's a sophomore.
I'm out of the loop.
He's got really good vision.
Who's his parents?
Brian.
Really?
Yeah. Ryan and Tammy. Awesome.
He was a lifeguard at the pool. Yeah. He's a neat kid.
He's a buddy of Logan's.
Oh, good.
That's all. I've seen him play junior high, and I've seen him play basketball stuff.
He's had three good scrimmages. And
good.
What I really like, probably our most consistent guy right now, is Mitchell Pugh. He just is so steady. Yeah. He's plays tight end for us. He's a really good blocker. He's been catching the ball well on our boots and play actions. And on defense, he's our middle linebacker, and he's kind of picking up where Sheridan left off and mm-hmm. making a lot of tackles, which Mitch was our second leading tackler last year. So I'm excited with the leadership that he's bringing and how to prepare. Up front, Josh Mullenkamp's playing really well. Defensively, he's very disruptive. And he's the most experienced guy on our offensive line because he played some as a sophomore, I think, when Brandon got hurt.
Yeah.
I think Brandon Segrist. And then we got, Big Brian.
Big Brian's a mountain.
Brian blocks out the sun when he walks by.
Man, that dude is a mountain.
He's a big boy.
How big is he this year?
He's getting better all the time. What's he listed at here?
Like 6'4", maybe?
6'6", 300.
Six.
And I would say that's accurate.
Deal with that.
I don't think that's not a Paul Stogler 6'6".
No.
That's legit.
That's legit.
He's a legit.
Yeah. That's a good guy.
His dad was 6'6". Now that was a Paul Stogler.
Yeah.
Now I remember Paul Stogler, that one, and Mandy Hastings Gerlach she said we had like three straight home games when she was a freshman until she got to an away game. She didn't know she wasn't 6'1".
So you're, and then you got some other kids on your line that are back.
Yeah. So the returners on our offensive line are Josh and Brian and Colin Kanapke. And Colin's been playing really, really well in our scrimmages. He had a great scrimmage against Indian Lake. And then the new guys are finishing out our front five are Kenny Judy, who's a junior, and Carter Rockwood, who's a senior. And Carter's another big guy. Carter's 280, and Kenny's not a little guy either.
He's quick feet.
He's like 6'4", 240.
Yeah.
And he's a good athlete. He can move.
Yeah.
We started off with Keaton Metzger in that mix, too. Keaton had a really, really good off season, and he started off camp really well, and he had some issues with his knee. So he's working through that.
Yeah.
So that kind of gave Kenny an opportunity, and Kenny's doing real well.
Good.
Your linebackers then, Pugh and Mormon will be what?
Mormon will be an outside linebacker. We were playing a 4-3 the last few years, and we switched to a 3-4, which doesn't change a whole lot, but some things that we can do with those linebackers to kind of mix things up. So Mormon was a pass rusher for us, you know, last year, and that's still going to mainly be his role. It's going to look a little different how he gets there. Then Mitchell Pugh and Owen Shane will be our inside linebackers, and Jacob Atchison's our outside linebacker to the wide side of the field. So those are four guys who can run pretty well.
Pretty quick,
and two of those guys are on state track team.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I like the flexibility of having those guys all being able to rush the passer and drop in the coverage and do some different things like that. Corners are Derek, Judy, and Riley Pearson.
Okay.
And Cole Greasy's been rotating in with those guys.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, three more kids who can run, you know.
Speed.
And then at safety, we've had Gavin and Regan working there, and Kobe Wendell has been rotating in there. And Kobe's had three really good scrimmages at safety.
Good.
And being physical, stepping up and filling and tackling at the line of scrimmage. Yeah,
At the end of baseball this summer, he's definitely getting better.
Yeah, and I think he's more confident. He feels like he can get in there and mix it up, and he's had three really good scrimmages.
And your kickers.
Kobe can
booter.
The extra, 15 pounds or so that he's put on this year, you can see it when he kicks the ball. He's got some nice distance. I think he missed. We were on the practice field. It was off to the side, so we didn't really have it exactly stepped off, but I think it was a 40-yarder, and he just missed it right. It had plenty of distance, though. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
And then Josh Mullenkamp punting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he looks...
Yeah, solid.
They jump off of his foot.
He was tremendous last year.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun, and it all starts Friday night, the Barenberg folks, and 7 o'clock tip-off, and get your butts down there and support these Indians.
It'll be an exciting year.
It is. And when you look at our schedule, when you look at that conference again, it might be a little different, Maybe Marion's not the big dog. Maybe it's Anna. Maybe it's...
Yeah.
But you can about bet Anna, Marion, and Coldwater are definitely teams that are just...
Yeah.
You got to...
They reload.
Yeah. And you got to put Minster and Bremen I'm sure that you got to put the Ford in there too. Mm-hmm. It's wide open.
Yeah. Yeah, there's... you guys know that there's no week that you really catch your breath once that starts. But that prepares us well. If we can get there, if we can make it to November, then it can be a lot of fun.
We found that out in the past, haven't we?
Yeah. Yeah. So we're looking forward to that challenge, and I think a little bit with probably me and the other coaches, and I think the team too, is it's easy to get caught up in the expectations and to even let a little bit of that pressure creep in and because of who we return and because of the schedule and this and that. And I think it's important, to be fair for the kids, to be fair to themselves and for us to be fair to ourselves. And what we want to do is to just have as much fun as we can. Just cut her loose and play hard and let the chips fall where they fall.
Yep.
So You know, a team's having fun when they're playing really, really hard. That's always when a team is really getting after it, and they'll make mistakes. You know, things will happen. They'll get a penalty here or there. There's going to be a miscue, but you can just tell when that effort is overwhelming to the other team.
Yep.
And the team that has the higher effort level is always having more fun. And they're loud and they're yucking it up and everything in the sidelines that way. And I think we gotta make sure that's how things look Friday.
Well, yeah. Who do we have for receivers? What's our receiver?
Receivers?
Is Riley Pearson in that again? Or
yeah, well,
Toby.
For the most part, we're using two tight ends. Like, that's our base look right now, is to use two tight ends, and that's usually Mitchell and Jacob Atchison.
Those are pretty good guys.
And the third one that rotates in is Owen Shane. Mm-hmm. All three of those guys have had good scrimmages. Mm-hmm. So usually we got two receivers out there, and that's Regan and Gavin.
Yeah.
Then our other package is take one of those tight ends out and put Riley Pearson in there.
Yep.
So that gives us a little bit more speed, not as much.
So if you've got the two,
to block,
if you have two tight ends and two receivers, most teams aren't going to have enough tall guys to cover all four of those. So those are all four pretty fast people.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to have a really good chance of being able to get over that little maybe shorter defender and take off down the middle of the field or sideline, and nobody will catch them.
I like Neil's thinking.
That'd be the thinking.
Yeah. That's all right. Let's before we take a break, let's talk about your staff, Coach. You
guys.
Let's go over your staff real quick.
Well, Kirk and Toby and Brandon and Tyler and Greg have all been with me for a while now. We got to add Charlie Vasey to our staff. Charlie, he took over my teaching job when I left teaching to get into being athletic director. We hired Charlie to teach high school social studies. Charlie has a background playing football. He's from Chagrin Falls. His dad was the coach at... Oh, where the heck was it? They just beat Kettering Alder in the state finals this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he wasn't the coach this year. It was a few years ago. But his dad was a teacher and a track and football coach for like 30 years. And Charlie played for UD in college. He played defensive tackle, so that meant that his position coach was my Uncle Craig Turner. So I got the scouting report on Charlie right away from Greg. he said he's a fantastic person. You want to talk to him
for sure.
Charlie hasn't disappointed. He's been a great addition to our school and our staff.
Yeah, when you talk about the number one thing is the school, on something like that. Everybody talks and said this guy is he's kind of got a little bit of the it factor.
He fits in well.
Yeah.
He just seems like a very natural fit. I think he's going to do some basketball for us in junior high.
Good.
Maybe.
Good.
Who's that? That's Kenston. That's it. Yep.
Kenston. Neil's on it.
He is on it. Neil don't miss nothing.
I'm not as good as Chuck, but.
And then junior high, you got down there at
junior high, we got Kevin Ike is the head coach, and then we got Cody and Darian and Nick Vogel. Those guys are all, I think last year was Nick's first year, but those other three guys have been with us for a while now, so we got a lot of continuity on our staff, which I like. We've been together a while, we know each other pretty well, and
now junior high opened up, right?
They had a scrimmage.
So they open up tomorrow, though.
Yeah. They're at
Marion.
Marion, that's right.
At Marion.
Well, good. Good. Well, I mean, we don't even have to talk about how fired up I am.
We're excited.
I'm thinking about it. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back, talk to the athletic director for Kevin High School, Mr. Brad Niekamp. Right over this, Sports Talk.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What is it about how a well-manicured lawn looks? Well, ask anyone who owns a Simplicity, and they will tell you what it is. Pride. What's the secret? Simplicity tractors have an innovative free-floating mower deck with full-width rollers that follow the contours of your lawn and deliver a precision cut. Not to mention the ability to create eye-catching, ballpark-style striping patterns, sure to get everyone's attention. Take pride in how your lawn will look and visit K&L Tractor to test drive a Simplicity today.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We offer complete tune-ups, brake service, front-end alignments, and all scheduled maintenances on your car, truck, or van. We also offer any brand of new tires. Hastings Auto Sales also has complete auto detailing for your vehicle. Check out our late model used auto inventory at hastingsauto.com. If you don't see what you're looking for, give me a call and I'll do my best to find the vehicle you're looking for. Give us a call here at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Pre-sale tickets for this Friday's home football game with Sidney Lehman can be purchased tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 11:15 a.m. in the middle school office, then from 11:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the high school office. On Friday, pre-sale tickets can be purchased from 7:45 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. in the high school office. Be sure to get your tickets ahead of time and save yourself some time and money. Pre-sale tickets are only $4 for students and $6 for adults. All tickets at the gate will be $7 for both adults and students. There will be no pre-sale tickets for our volleyball matches this year.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. Bubba and Fee, head coach Brent Niekamp, athletic director Brent Niekamp. Rocker's still here hanging
Rocks
out.
In the house.
What do you know, buddy?
Not a whole lot.
We want to give a shout out to our good friend, and we want to send prayers up, Les Johnson. Les is battling, and then he is a huge Fort Recovery Radio listener, and a big fella. We're thinking about you. Hang tough, gotcha. Big man. Get working on them three pointers.
That's right. We got to have you back.
Hang in there,
right.
Les.
That's right. So we're thinking about Les. We're back here with Brent, we talked a little bit about the football and getting fired up for Friday night, and you took a new role this year, as athletic director, that's probably you're a little busy.
Yeah.
It's funny. We stopped down at his house Sunday it was, and the kids were outside working in the flowers, and Kim was out there. And I said, "Where's Brent?" And she said, "Where do you think he's at? He's on his computer working on school stuff." And
looking
I thought, "Well, don't bug him, for gosh sakes." So give us your evaluation of the athletic director job that you've been in charge of. What, you've been on 3 months, maybe?
Yeah, about 3 months. I started beginning of June. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm super, super busy.
Yeah.
I'm learning a lot.
Yeah.
There's so many things that go into those games and events and everything that you know,
people don't see.
On the outside, things just happen, you know.
Yeah.
But there's there's all these people involved.
Yeah.
And that's another area where it's kind of like you just sort of get dropped into the machine and when you get ready to have a volleyball match and there's last minute you go, oh, I didn't think about this, and somebody says, oh, so-and-so always does that,
we got that covered.
And so we're so fortunate in that area that we have so many great people who help out with those kind of things and make those events and games run so smoothly. I feel really fortunate to be part of it and to hopefully get a chance to help continue to make it better and affect it in a good way.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about that. I love working with our coaches. That for me, that's the most fun part so far, is getting to sit down with our other coaches and talk about building a program and how you want to try to develop your assistant coaches and your players and the expectations and all the things that go into running a program. Sports are different, but you have a lot of common ground with those other coaches. So I've had really good conversations with Coach Colleague with volleyball and Coach Kalp with baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's an area where I can maybe help contribute the most, at least early on, while I'm learning all the other stuff.
Right. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the league, you know, and I've been reading about, there's a big article about sanctioning bowling, and there's articles about, you know, stuff like that. Bowling getting sanctioned in the MAC ain't far away. They're really close, ain't it?
Yeah. The last thing that was voted on was, how's that go? They changed the bylaws to make it so once like two-thirds of the schools decide to make a sport a MAC sport, it's a MAC sport. And then it's considered a MAC sport even if the schools, like even if not all the schools have it as a school-sanctioned sport, it can still be a MAC sport.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's just a process, you know. Yeah. That's one of the things that I think one of the things that happens when you deal with any public work, but public schools especially, is how everything has a procedure that it has to go through, and things just don't happen as near as fast as a lot of people. Well, they want or they think, you know. I don't know, over the years when we, you know, have needed to hire a teacher or a coach or something, and I'll hear, oh, we've already hired this person. And I'll go, no, because I know they haven't even quit looking at the applications yet. Yeah. You know, and probably because if you're running a business or something, you have a lot more flexibility in just being able to say, hey, I like this person, hire them.
Yeah.
And so that's just the nature of it.
Yeah. You got, I'm just seizing my pants on these questions here. But when you look at Fort Recovery and how many student athletes are there? Any idea?
Well, I should know that.
Well, I mean, there's a bunch.
There's a bunch.
Yeah. We have pretty good rates of participation.
Yeah.
And a lot of kids that play multiple sports, which is great. Yeah. You know, there's that's become a big, I think, I don't know if you want to call it a rallying cry or whatever, but I do think it's important for kids to play multiple sports and be able to, and I think it's good for their development. Like, if we back away from everything and look at why we want an athletic program to be good, it's not, I mean, it's fun for people to go watch the games, right? And it's fun to, you know, make some money off ticket sales and stuff like that. But the reason we do it is because it's good for the kids to be part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of how many games you win, regardless of all that other stuff, there's so much that can be taught through a good athletic program and good sports teams that is really, really hard to get taught in the classroom. Mm-hmm. So, and you know, that's why we do it. So if we keep that in mind, then yeah, it makes sense for kids to play a lot of stuff and not get caught up in the money side of it, which is everybody chasing a scholarship, you know, because the reality is, what, 2-3% of kids who play high school sports get any kind of sports scholarship?
Yeah.
So you can safely tell people, you can do this and you'll be right like 97% of the time. If they say, is this kid good enough to get a scholarship? Without even watching the kid play, you can just say no. Don't even worry about that. Don't even worry about it.
Right. That's exactly right.
And just worry about playing hard and being a good teammate and listening and getting what you can out of the experience. And if you're genetically gifted enough to get a scholarship, good for you. That's fantastic.
Great deal. Yep.
But it just, that cart gets put in front of the horse too often, and sports suffers for it. Yeah. Now, in our little corner of the world here, we don't have as much of that. And that's part of what makes our communities and the MAC so special, is that we've really held fast to the real value of sports, and that allows us to play at a really high level with the, that has really good quality of team play.
Well, that's exactly right. When you talk about kids being involved in programs, and that's what it's all about. When you get to play in this conference, I don't care about scholarships or anything like that. there ain't nothing like the competition and the crowd, the unity, and just the way the kids get along. And all you got to do is follow social media and school support and schools. And I know other schools have it, but it's something different in our conference.
Yeah, I think it is, because it's hard to deny that the schools in our conference, how hard they play against each other, how bad they want to beat each other, and how competitive they are against each other, that can just turn around on a dime when that game's over with and cheer for that team in the next game.
Yep, I agree.
That is unusual, I think. Yeah, that's really cool.
I agree with you 100%. You take as the athletic director and just getting involved, and you got thrown into that a little bit, and you know, you had to get a new basketball coach and Coach Melton, and you got that filled up, and then he's got to get a whole staff, and when you look at that, and then you got all these fall sports starting right away. You was lucky because you got some really good coaches in your fall areas.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I should even back up talking about jumping into this. Barb Saltbein has been a humongous help. Barb took over after Kurt left as our interim AD, and we had 2 months of overlap in the summer where we could work together. Yeah. And she taught me a lot, and it was a major league crash course with Professor Saltbein. And I'm so grateful for that, and I'm also grateful for the time I spent working with Kurt, because I had a great relationship with Kurt. We worked really well together, and so I'm grateful to both of them for what I've got to learn about the position, you know, moving into it. But speaking of, you know, hiring new coaches and them putting their staffs together, that is the single hardest thing that the head coach has to do, is assembling a staff.
Yeah.
It's so difficult because, you know, in a school like ours, you maybe have, you know, two teaching positions open a year. And you know, there's a whole bunch of people who want, oh, I need a new coach, or I need another assistant, I need another assistant. We need somebody to do that. So the number of times that you can actually just hire the person that you want as like a head coach, it almost never happens.
Never happens.
I mean, we've hired, and then this isn't a knock on the people hiring, this is just the reality. Since I've been at Fort Recovery, in 15 years, we've hired 3 guys who were teachers and assistant football coaches. In 15 years.
Three.
Right. And then the other sports aren't any different.
Yeah.
That's just the nature of a small school with very little turnover. And so, What people get mixed up about that is when you bring in a new head coach, as everybody makes a big deal that there's this huge change because there's a new head coach. Well, look at the assistants. In a lot of cases, it's the same people.
Yeah.
Because they were there before, and they have the time and the enthusiasm to do it, so they stay there and keep doing it because they care about the program and want to do a good job for the kids and everything. So sometimes those changes aren't as drastic as they appear. And the answer, you know, for a lot of people, if you're not winning enough or whatever, well, get rid of that coach. Okay, well, go ahead. All the other 9 are still there.
Yeah.
And that's really hard for a new person coming in. That's the thing coming in as a new head coach a long time ago that I didn't have any appreciation for, how hard it was to build a staff and how long it takes, because you don't always get a chance to just, it's not like when you hire Nick Saban and they come in and they bring their whole staff with them and they just hire whoever they want.
Exactly.
It doesn't work that way.
No. And you get guys that'll be with you and you say, this is a great guy. And then his job changes and he can't help.
Right.
So he's out.
Right.
You know, it's like,
right.
Ah.
It happens all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, the turnover that I've had over 15 years is, you know, there might be 30 guys who coach with us.
Sure.
Yeah. Over that period. And that's just the nature of small school sports.
Exactly.
But that is difficult.
But when you look at this year, and with you taking the new role as athletic director and having your football staff set the way it is, that has to make it be a feel good because,
oh, yeah.
Let's say you're 5 minutes late. You don't have to worry about them guys getting, right. Your staff knows what right. the heck you expect, right. Your expectations.
Yeah. And I'm glad you brought that up because I have had to lean on them more than I have in the past. Things that maybe I didn't always have to do, but I just did because I always did them, that I've had to sort of push off onto those guys, and they can do it because they've, sure. you know, they've been around the block and seen it and understand how we want to approach things. And so I got to give a lot of credit to them for stepping up and doing that.
So this AD job, what's the toughest thing you ran into so far?
Me emailing him every day asking him questions.
He's going to kill you. Number one thing is probably Fort Recovery Radio.
Fort Recovery Radio, pain in the neck.
You know, none of it so far has been particularly difficult. Like, there hasn't been a problem that's just like, oh, man, how do we handle
that?
How
do we fix this?
There's just so much.
Yeah.
It's just the sheer volume of stuff that you got to try to keep track of.
Yeah, one thing done, you got another thing to do.
Yeah. And so there's sort of a constant fear that you're going to let something slip through the cracks. And, oh, I hope whatever it is, doesn't.
It ain't too big.
Yeah. It's important. That's going to be bad.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you that happens. I a couple of weeks ago, I stopped by and I'd emailed him a question like the day before. And I needed to stop in the school, and I asked him about it. He said, well, I was getting ready to email that back to you.
Yeah.
He scrolled through 50 emails to get to the one that he had gotten mostly done until the phone rang, and he hadn't got it finished. And so it was something about I think it was last week's try volleyball match.
Yeah, and, that's right.
Yeah, and, you know, it had to be, he went, it took him 10 seconds to find the email, and it was the day before.
Yeah, so one of those, maybe the second
emails
week
on
the third
emails.
Week, and I was answering an email, and the phone rang, and two people walked in to ask me questions. And I went,
oh. Here we go.
Hold on.
Yeah. Yep.
Let's go back to the whole process of you becoming the athletic director. So it was a, Fort Recovery's never really had a head coach and an athletic director. It's always been our policy not to do that because for a number of reasons, and some are good, some aren't so good. So the school board at first, they kind of said no, and then finally they said, you know what, let's give it a shot. And you got to take your hat off to them guys for making that decision and having a confidence in you. So right there, to me, as you step into something that's new and you're thinking, you gotta be thinking, by God, these guys trusted me to
do
this.
They back me.
Yep. That's got to be a good feeling.
Yeah, it is. And I don't know that it was ever a policy that we do that. I don't think it was ever written anywhere.
Okay.
But that's just what we did. That was our practice.
And we're not the only ones that do that.
No. Right, some schools have that as a policy or a practice, and some don't.
A lot of them, it's a guideline and not a rule.
Yeah. And, I do feel really good about the fact that they gave me that opportunity. I'm really grateful for that. And I also think some of it was also what is this job going to entail along with athletics because of the transportation piece. And I think part of the decision early on or whether or not it would work out okay was in part how that was all going to fit together, and nobody was really sure. So I'm glad it worked out the way it did. My days are super busy, but I'm enjoying them, and I can still coach football, which I love doing.
Yep. Right?
And I wasn't ready to stop doing that yet, and I'm really grateful to be where I'm at.
But I also hear the other end of it, and the other end is that there's a lot of parents out there that you had their kids in the classroom that really appreciated the job you did, and they're going to miss you working with their kids, and that's also something that's got to make you feel good.
Thanks, Bob. I appreciate that. Yeah, we had fun in the classroom.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I always tell people. We have fun, and hopefully we manage to learn a few things along the way.
Now, your dad was one of the worst teachers to ever come out for a car.
That's probably not true.
He never gave me the right grade.
He always gave you too high a grade?
I don't think so. I think
probably how that was.
Homework. You got to do something.
Well, it was.
You got to do a little homework once.
It was really weird the first day of school.
Oh, I'll bet.
I had been in the office for a long time already by that point. But the first day hits, and you see kids in the hallways, and all of a sudden the bell rings, and they all go in the classrooms, and everything's quiet. And you go,
wait a minute.
Oh, what I do. Yeah. Because that's.
You've been doing that a long time.
I did that for 16 years.
Absolutely.
And now I'm not. And there's parts of it that I miss and I'm going to miss. But having that connection, working with the students through sports, I think
it's
going to be all right.
Well, let's take a break. It's 5 minutes after the hour 9. We got to get him out of here. He got a big game Friday night. Coach, I want to thank you for stopping up, and I'm sure you're going to be up here again during the season a few times.
Absolutely. Talking about victory.
Yep.
After victory.
Hope so.
And the problem is now, he's here year round.
Yeah.
Because
yeah, you ain't done it.
And I guarantee
when football's done, you ain't done.
I guarantee he's gonna be mad at us for the years out. Maybe, and he's already mad at Neil. He already said he's
no. Yeah. Yeah.
Here's what we want as athletic director, okay? I want you to.
I knew this was coming at some point.
No, you did not. Is it possible that if we have a big football game, we're going to have big football games?
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to have Channel 44 here, and we're going to have multiple radio stations. Can Fort Recovery Radio be guaranteed a spot in the press box?
No.
Gosh, Spencey, don't give up so easy.
Well, I'm just saying.
Neil, you're a pretty shrewd negotiator.
No. I'm just saying that, you know, TV has to take precedence over a lot of stuff. But with what they've done out there on the landing for us with the tarp and the frame and all that stuff, it's basically the same.
It's not that bad.
Inside and outside since it's open to the east. Now, if wind and rain are coming from the east, that's going to be...
I don't know.
Because you guys were
at the Saturday game. It's the wettest, coldest day.
Neil.
If it wouldn't have been for Will Holman having 4,000 yards rushing and 14 touchdowns, I'd have been in a rage.
He kept you warm, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, made me feel good.
I forgive Neil for those 14 emails a day now because he just took me off the hook on that question.
That was been bugging Brent the whole time. What am I going to do with Coach, good luck the rest of your buddy.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Give him hell this year.
Thanks.
We're going to take a break. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, presented by Wayne Street Market. We'll be right back. Right for this. Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Miracle Lanes will be closed Friday, August 23rd through Sunday, August 25th for the WOW event at Ambassador Park, and they'll also be closed the following weekend, Thursday through Sunday, for the Labor Day weekend. They'll reopen for the bowling season on Tuesday, September 3rd, and will be open 7 days a week until after the bowling season finishes in the spring. And if you're interested in joining a bowling league, they're looking for 2 4-man teams on Thursday at 9 o'clock. Contact them through their Facebook page if you're interested. Again, Miracle Lanes will be closed until after Labor Day, after tomorrow, for the WOW event and Labor Day. Then they'll be open 7 days a week so you can get all your favorites again.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
St. Joe.
St. Joe who?
St. Joe Festival.
That's my very funny dad. Well, it's not a joke. St. Joe Festival is knocking at the door, coming up September 6th, 7th, and 8th on the grounds of St. Joseph Parish with a Friday night cornhole tournament, Saturday night outdoor mass, horseshoe tournament, and music by RJ the DJ. Sunday, kitty tractor pulls, horseshoe and beanbag tournaments, NFL football, and entertainment by Kyle Kesters. There's something for everyone.
You're still not very funny.
I may not be funny, but it will be fun at the St. Joe Festival, September 6th, 7th, and 8th. Check the Parish Bulletin or the St. Joe Festival Facebook page for more information.
Right. Hey, we're back here, Sports Talk. Mr. Feely, how you doing, brother?
Pretty good, bud.
I always love talking to that guy.
Yes, sir. Huh? He's the best.
Yeah, he is the best, and it's going to start Friday night, and I can't wait.
I'm excited.
And it is with, it is just great that Joe Bruins is back as color.
Yeah. Yep. Bruins.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a couple of games he won't be able to be there because he's the site manager for the athletic director.
But who's our play-by-play guy?
Jeff Hobbs. Hobbs. You ever heard of him?
Did you see him tweeting today?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't get any of that.
He's looking for some love.
Oh, yeah.
I see
yeah.
He gave the old e-body.
Yeah, I know who our Jeff Hobbs and Joe Bruins and them guys do a fabulous
they
job.
Do.
When Joe isn't there, Mr. Overla.
Mr. Overla's stepping up.
That's right.
Yep. He helped us with the Marion game last year.
And then girls volleyball is Diana Rammel and Susie Fortcamp stepping up to the plate.
Susie going to step up a little
right?
bit?
Right. Is Susie going to help?
Yeah, she's done two or three games
already. Yeah, so that's good. And then any other sports we do on radio, Rocker will be involved in doing. You in or out on
Tiddly Winks?
Rolling with Rocker.
Rolling with Rocker. You could be our bowling announcer.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's it. Rolling with Rocker.
Well, we're going to do a... When's bowling start?
I couldn't tell you. Oh, you mean the leagues?
We should do a bowling match.
Yeah, we do a bowling
Can we
match.
Do that, Neil?
Like a bowling league match or
no,
high school?
High school.
Bowling? I don't know any of that schedule. I don't have
I mean,
that.
Miracle Land sponsors us, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Why is this, Mike? What's happening to me?
Get a twister going.
There we go. Okie dokie.
Okay.
Neil,
sound good for a little bit.
It did sound good for a while. We got Steve. What are you doing up here?
Just jumping in.
You were fine. Talking,
James, fine. Jumping in. How about your top 10 grandma hot grandma?
Oh, Lord. Ooh, hot grandma.
You want to get? You want somebody to kill you, don't you?
Well, I've been waiting.
Huh? I mean, I thought the list was pretty good. Jody cannot be on there. Mary Niekamp cannot be on there.
Why can't they be on there?
They're not even close.
What?
Of what?
Being on that list.
Oh, no.
Hot grandmas?
Hot grandmas.
Hot grandmas.
I would assume they don't feel any different.
Huh?
They enjoyed it.
No.
Yeah. I bet they probably did.
They didn't feel good.
No.
Yeah.
No. They're
mad about it, are they?
They are very upset about it.
Okay. Okay.
Absolutely.
They didn't want anybody knowing their grandmothers?
I'm just saying.
I think they're pretty proud of their grandkids.
How about hot grandpas?
Well,
you're going to have to ask a different person about that.
I don't have any.
You can handsome. You can go. Handsome grandpas.
Let's go.
I know.
Well, he's not here yet. He's close.
He is close. Right. Let's get it out before he gets here. That way, I got a chance to beat one out. I want that list.
You're going to be number 11 on the list,
I
Bob.
Will kill you, Spencer. Hot grandpas. Handsome grandpas.
Grandpas.
Yeah, okay. Handsome
oh, this grandpas. Is going to be a great list.
You might have to do a poll. Pull the women.
Ooh, yeah.
Handsome grandpa.
Yep.
You ain't got the nads to make a list out of the handsome grandpa.
Where would you put Joe Metzger?
I don't know. Joe's a handsome fella.
You can't beat that mullet.
I agree with you. So you got to put that into consideration.
Have you ever tried the mullet before?
I can't look at my head. I will kill you. I am right now. I'm about ready to kill you.
Well, I've been waiting for this throat punch from like.
I am going to throat punch you.
You been?
Well, I can't remember what top 10 list that was about.
A lot of top 10 lists we've been. He's been.
Oh, his idiot. That was the dumbest.
Oh, that was ever. that was a Lion
Disney.
King thing.
Oh,
jeez. Yeah.
Snow White number one.
So why wouldn't it be
stupid?
It was the first one ever. It was awesome.
What did you just do?
It was a big sensation.
Scootered.
Hey. How'd you get the wow to go down there?
Oh, yeah. I floated in there.
Did you?
Donated.
Donated. No money making?
Me neither. How fun was that?
That's fun.
That was a great time. Did you win anything?
No. My ticket? One above it and one below it. Both one?
No.
I'm in the middle with nothing.
Son of a.
Are you kidding
canary
me?
Farmer?
Huh?
I was going to go son of a canary farmer.
I'm the ultimate loser.
You are the wow loser.
I'm the wow
one
loser.
One in front. One, Neil, you win?
I came in last.
Atta boy.
Tied for last with.
I wanted. You know what? Here's the deal, okay? I don't know anything about guns, right?
Yep.
But them girls were coming around and they had a pistol and I held it.
Yeah. You weren't supposed to.
Oh, you wasn't?
No, you can't. Don't tell nobody.
Why?
You weren't allowed to touch the gun.
Really? I held it.
Oh,
Lord.
Oh, we're done. Now, if somebody shoots somebody, you're going to pay not, for it.
If the federal firearms people are listening, that may not be true.
Maybe it wasn't the actual gun.
Yeah, but go ahead with your story.
I loved it. I'm going to buy a gun.
You get one?
Yeah.
All right.
You got a gun, Rocker?
I'm gonna need one now if you go get one.
You're damn right you're going to. You are aching for a break-in.
Okay, now we're in the business of, what were we thinking about Mr. Luck retiring?
Well, I mean, so me and Fee were talking about this. If you're a Colts fan.
That's brutal.
And it's during the fourth quarter, and you get word that your quarterback
is done.
And you're at that game.
And you're a playoff team the year before, knowing that you got everybody back, going to get the playoffs again.
What do they want
up.
The fans to do? Clap when he's walking off the field?
Yeah. I'm afraid the booing was no doubt.
And I don't know. Who's this backup quarterback?
Jacoby Brissett.
Brissett.
Are they putting him on a grill? What the hell is going on here? Yeah.
Wendell's got him out there.
I'll tell you.
That's supposed to mean.
I'll tell you one thing. He is not going to put butts in the seats. He's not going to sell tickets.
I heard they're wanting tickets back.
You dumbass. Dumb butt. You dummy.
I'm trying to be the good one here, and he's dropping the bombs.
Bombs are dropping.
So you're saying he don't put.
He's not going to put butts in the seats, of course.
All you got to do is get butts in the seats.
I'm not sure if Luck put any butts in the seats either, but.
Oh, yeah.
The Colts have a hell of a fan base. They're fine. They're fine.
That would hurt, though.
Oh, that'd
be
terrible.
The way they did it was retarded.
I agree. Killed me. Absolutely hated it.
But, yeah, now we got, we can have Wendell sponsor Colts football games.
Mm-hmm. Go to the brisket.
No. Fry up some brisket.
Are you going to game Friday night?
Yes, I am.
All right.
If you ain't there, I will punch you.
Throat?
Forehead.
Foreheader.
Ooh, that'll be. Ooh, wow. Ow.
Are you going or not?
I'll be there.
Let me ask you a question. Could you drive a golf cart if you got one?
I'd like to have one some days.
We got to get you a golf cart.
Well, I was told I was not allowed to have one because I didn't have a driver's license.
Huh. Really?
But yet, I'm gonna be diplomatic about this.
Let me hear.
But they say that, and yet I walk around town. I see people with their 16-year-old kids driving around. So I'm not sure. No, I shouldn't say 16, but 15.
15.
Let me ask you a question. Could you pass driver's test?
Oh no. Wait, didn't you just hear the Dale Toby story?
But you could.
I about put that guy in the ground 20 years before he's dead.
If we worked with you.
Oh, no, you don't have enough time in the world for that little dog and pony show.
Well, get out in the field at Rossburg Acres.
So you have been.
Ambassador Park.
I got the perfect story. So Dale Toby tells my dad, he says, Dick, I'm going to have him do some tests out in the church parking lot. And my dad looked Dale Toby in the eye and said, "Are you crazy, Dale? That church has got $1 million stained glass windows. If he breaks one of those suckers, I'm never gonna,
You're done.
I'm done.
Yeah, you're out.
says, I can very easily see him jumping one of those guardrails and going right in there.
I got a text here from Perry Hall. Perry Hall says, Andrew Luck retiring was by far the worst thing that happened in my weekend, and I spent the weekend in the hospital.
Ooh. Wow.
Ouch.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. I think Perry might have took a little hard.
Perry might have took a little tough.
Well,
wow.
First of all, Perry, get well.
Absolutely.
And the second of all, you'll be fine. Colts will be fine.
Colts will be all right.
Yeah, he's going to retire someday, so.
They brought in Osweiler, I seen, to practice. Yeah, he's a winner.
Yeah.
Kaepernick.
They would be him senselessly in Indianapolis.
Why?
Indianapolis, much like Green Bay, is a blue-collar town. And Pittsburgh, for that matter, are all blue-collar towns. They would be him mercifully.
Put up with it?
You're racist.
Not racist. I'm telling the truth.
You are.
You throw him down in Tampa or Miami, it wouldn't make any difference.
But so why aren't they hiring him?
Put him in Indy? He's in trouble.
He's blackballed.
Well, I'd say he probably Miami might still have a shot because you know they go through quarterbacks like Fee probably goes through cars.
That's right. Lots of
he does go through a lot of cars, don't he?
Yep, two a year.
Yeah. That's sad, Neil.
That hurt. That thanks, Neil.
Yeah, sorry.
That's a kick in the giblets is what that was.
It was a kick in the giblets, wasn't it? Buckeyes open up Saturday.
Buckeyes!
I'm going to tell you one thing right now.
Okay.
Buckeyes by 25.
25?
What's the point spread?
Mm. I heard 28.
So you're saying Florida Atlantic covers?
Well, whatever that means. I don't do the cover stuff. I just know that the Buckeyes.
By 20 bucks?
Yeah.
I like it.
I'm not swift enough for the, you know, bookie people.
Be interesting to see how the old quarterback does.
Yeah. Be real curious.
Was he 17-1 to win the Heisman?
Really? That's not bad.
Not bad.
Yeah, especially since he hadn't played a game yet. I hope our line can protect him, and then he might be, by the time he gets down to there, might be 1-1, 2-1.
Could be. I like it.
So you're saying, I'm going to look at this. I'm getting the line. See how close she was.
How close is he?
What did you say it was?
28.
He thought it was 28. He's predicting 25.
Predicted 25.
So they're kind of not cover there.
28. Good job. Yeah.
So it'd be a field goal off there.
42-28 is what this guy predicts. So that's 24. He's got Florida Atlantic covering.
Florida Atlantic.
Florida Atlantic is coached by?
Got nothing.
Frank Smith.
Frank Smith Kiffin. Lane Kiffin.
Well, that's a loss for
Florida Atlantic. Was he Tennessee's coach?
Tennessee.
Then he went to USC.
Some kind of problem or something.
Went back to Alabama, won the national title. And now he's at Florida Atlantic.
Not the biggest Lane Kiffin fan, obviously.
Why?
Well,
Laney?
USC. But he didn't really do any damage out there.
Oh,
so.
Notre Dame. Irish going to be good this year?
No.
I hope so. They've got a decent class. We just can't, you know, we...
Who'd they lose? They lost a bunch.
Yeah, I see John Dirksen ain't starting.
He ain't?
No.
Nope. Why?
They come out with their starting, and he was their second team, or backup. He's out.
I liked how we had a great season, and we had one bowl game we pretty much should never been in.
Who was it? Clemson?
Yeah, we
Clemson destroy you.
Now we played Ohio State. The both schools would have made money. We might not have won it, but we at least both teams would have got money. We got into a game where
Clemson clobbered us two years ago.
We earned it, but we got our butts handed to us again.
Yep.
Much like Alabama handed us, but at least we didn't have to deal with the imaginary girlfriend this time around.
Forgot all about that one. Who was that quarterback?
Monte Teo.
What?
Gesundheit.
Gesundheit is right.
It wasn't Monte Teo.
Close enough. Nobody cares.
Notre Dame's, we cared, we remembered.
Notre Dame's wishing he was gone. he knows Notre Dame's not inviting him back for like alumni week.
No alumni weeks for him.
No. He's pumping gas at Swifty somewhere.
He's in the NFL, you moron. He's tough.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Who's he play for?
So was Bob Ross. Pain.
He was good.
Yeah, he was good. Full tree.
I'm going to look it up.
Of course, Bob Ross was also a Marine sergeant, too, so.
I don't think he really was.
Yes, he was, actually.
I'm going to say he probably wasn't. I'm saying that's one of those urban myths.
It's a myther. Buckeyes, we got a week to wait on the Brownies yet. We got one more scrimmage tomorrow night, and they won't play anybody. Did you watch last week's scrimmage, Bobby?
I did not.
First half, we looked all right. We just didn't score.
I heard our defense was fabulous.
Defense pretty good. But we had five sacks first half, I think, something like that. Brownies will be interesting.
San Diego Chargers.
Chargers?
Mm-hmm. Monte Teo.
Monte Teo.
That's close. Once again, nobody cares.
Yes, they do. Hang on.
Brownies a master sergeant in the Air Force.
Oh, that's close. But
Quacker.
Brains, Air Force.
How about me being grandpa twice?
Nope. God bless them.
That is awesome.
Lena Joe, and what was the other one? Jojo?
Jojo Lynn.
Jojo Lynn.
Jojo Lynn. Yeah, I like it.
When was Jojo born? Yeah, today or yesterday?
This morning.
This morning?
Yeah.
Like early in the morning or?
Like 8 o'clock.
Eight oh, that's bells. Good. So you got to sleep in a little bit.
Yeah.
Damn good.
Everybody doing great.
Because you're probably up at 5 anyway, so.
Sam looked great.
Yeah. She's in Richmond.
Richmond. Well,
employee discount, ain't it?
Red Devils.
Probably. The Red Devils employee discount.
That's right.
Rocker, I need to apologize to you.
Nope.
Bob Ross was a master sergeant in the Air Force.
There you go.
Vietnam. Of course, they say back in the day, NAM.
Hey, got anything else that's happening right now? It's pretty anything good out there.
I got a wedding up coming up next Saturday.
Well, congratulations,
Tom Will.
Oh, I thought you was getting married.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, no. Tommy Will.
There's nobody's looked at that and said, hey, that's a good idea.
Not yet.
The way you keep hitting on my wife, it's going to hit the fans.
I've eased off.
Huh?
I've eased off.
You had her in the hot grandma list.
Who? Yeah. Did you notice where I put her, though?
Top 10. What else
that's
do you need?
Well,
there's only 10 there, so yeah.
Well, yeah. But there's 85 great ones that got left out.
You've been hitting on her since I moved to town. I ain't had.
I've known you for how many years?
Too many.
43.
Mm-hmm. The wow fee.
Wow was unbelievable.
Kind of was.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. I was getting married that day. Kenny said, cancel the Jubilee and we'll just have the wow.
Just have the wow.
I said the same thing.
Actually. Oh, the Jubilee, you have to have that for the kids.
Yeah. I know, but I'm just saying.
But, and I did hear a lot, a lot of people say, this is awesome. We're not allowed to bring the kids.
Yeah, I know. I agree.
It was just kind of a stand around drink, and then everywhere you walked, you talked to somebody.
Yeah.
That's right. Couldn't go five steps without talking.
Mother Nature played a big part.
Oh, yes. That was perfect.
And they needed that to know how this was going to go over as a party.
Yeah.
And it went over extremely well.
Next year, you'll have big screen TV and the Buckeyes playing.
Yeah. Why?
Because it starts the 30th.
Really?
1 week later, which means Friday night will be a football game.
No kidding.
Yeah, yep. From what I understand, they're always going to have it the weekend before Labor Day is what I heard they were going to do.
Fine with me.
Football team, you go watch the game.
Hell yeah.
Down there afterwards.
Right.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Somebody said that they're upping it to 4,000 tickets.
Yes.
4,000.
Yes. They voted on it yesterday and went to 4,000.
Yep.
5,000.
Do you agree with that?
I'm okay with that. I was hearing 6, I thought, ooh, that's a lot.
Well,
and they might get it done, but.
So I was worried about.
Up to 4 is not bad.
I was worried about parking for cars. because, you know, we were talking about they had 500 requests for camping. If they did, there wouldn't be any place to park cars. But we had really good amount.
Yeah,
it was really good. Another 1,000 isn't going to hurt anything. And if that goes well, they may jump it up another 1,000. I think if they go slowly, I think that's their best
bet. It turned out fantastic.
Yes.
They got to make a lot of money. Yeah. It has to be a pretty good money.
Right, I agree. They had to make a good chunk of change.
Well, they had to.
They made 100 plus 220. Made 320 off me.
320?
I spent 220 for the weekend and then $100 on a ticket.
Oh, yeah.
320.
Yeah, who knew? Buying a $100 ticket is nothing. When you're down there, you're getting annihilated by everything. Yeah.
David Judy said they should just give me, come up to me and say, here's going to get you in every raffle we got. Yep. Give me $150 and everybody do it.
I think you got to have one of them things like they used to put in the windows. I gave once and for all.
Yeah, put it up. Yeah.
Don't hit me up anymore. I'm done.
I love it. I just thought it was a neat time. You know, I don't know.
It went over really, really
well. The freaking band.
Band was great Friday night and Saturday
night's band.
Yes,
yeah, they were
very good.
I mean, I just sat back under Smitty Bros tent down there. We sat back on the north side and just watched people, and it was just perfect.
It was. It was a great deal.
Froze my. You
talked about
my clankers off.
They talked Saturday about night. Getting bigger bands or something, but I think those bands they had were great.
Absolutely.
You know, before it started, I thought, you know, it wouldn't be a bad idea to get two or three or four bands and do more band stuff, but I think that was just fine.
It was funny to read that on the WOW website, the football website they had, or on the Facebook website, they talked about what people would do different. A lot of people said less guns, more cash, more small cash, trips, stuff like that, because it's, you know, if you're not a gun guy.
Right.
But I think the gun thing is that's what gets them.
That's a lot of the people. Now, I heard people saying stuff about more prizes for women. So maybe some trips and some jewelry.
Who cares about the women?
Women, I don't know about your house, but at my house, the women control the money.
No, you are controlled by Casey's.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. How's Casey's doing?
No smell, which I anticipated some smell, yes.
Okay.
At least as much traffic as I thought.
Did you get your lights down a little bit?
No, not yet.
Can we help them out? I can get a couple.
Shoot them out. If you don't want
a gun. No, we're not shooting them out because I think that security along the alley is good, but it goes 30 or 40 feet into my...
Yeah,
that's all
I have.
I need to climb up there one night after they close and measure it.
Couple
and
then,
back and get the stuff. No, they'll never know the difference.
And you're perfect.
And it'll all be lit up where they want it to be lit up.
So how lit up is your house? Like on the Seinfeld episode with Kenny Rogers' chicken?
Yeah.
He said you can read a newspaper at midnight.
Well, when I had back steps, now I'm in the process of getting my utility room put on so I don't have back steps.
What are you doing there? I've seen it. Wide open.
Putting a utility room on there.
All right.
But when I had back steps, I could sit on my back steps and read a newspaper at night.
Midnight.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's perfect.
Okay, I got a Mac question.
Bring it on, Hulse.
Mackie.
Okay, this year... Of course, every year we skip a team, right?
Yes. Yep. In the football, yeah.
Okay, who is it this year?
Delphus.
Delphus.
Now, is that going to go on for...
This year and next year.
2 years.
Yep. Then at some... Now, is there... At one point, is there going to be a year where we don't play St. Henry at all?
Depends on who wins.
B&B.
Good.
Yep.
It's... is it...
Hey, that kind of...
Whoever you... It's whoever you haven't done well against, maybe?
In those 2 years, they take their records of the teams, and whoever's got the best record will play the worst, or not play the worst team. So the worst team won't have to play the top team.
Yep.
And then it just kind of moves up.
So what I'm saying is, it won't be like us not having to play St. Henry. It'll be St. Henry not having to play us. Because we'll be the big dog, they'll be the little dog, and they won't have to play us.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I'm hoping it goes.
I like it.
How good is Anna?
Good. Well, they're one of the favorites.
Yeah, they're good.
Yep, one of the favorites. Bring them on.
Once again, bad information I got.
Please,
come on. Cable keep, you know, they People keep giving me bad information.
I hate bad information.
Well, a lot of people don't know anything about it.
They say, well, Anna ain't nothing, you know. Fort Cover will beat them by 25 or so. And then,
well, I hope so. Hope that's right.
I hope that's right, too. But most of your, I don't know who you're talking to, but I bet most of them don't know a thing about Anna, and because they're in a completely different league
in
every sport.
You can beat Anna.
Anna.
Yeah.
And only one girl.
Here's the one that I wish he was still here to, maybe we can grill him on this the next time he comes. How about this, boys? Are you ready for this? Brace yourself. Yeah,
okay, I don't think I am.
Bubba and Fee ice cream bars.
I'm in.
Let's do it.
Put your face on ice cream bars.
I think that's a great idea.
Call them at the concession stand.
Yep. I'm
so
in.
So what flavor is it going to be?
Ice cream, it's chocolate. You know,
vanilla?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be vanilla if he can be chocolate.
I like cookies and cream.
I'm kind of tan.
He is like a George Hamilton.
Yeah.
Wait, butter pecan. I like butter pecan.
That ain't bad.
That's not bad.
Ice cream bars with our faces on it.
Yeah.
I think now you're on to something.
You're on to something.
Faces on the wrappers or faces on ice cream bars?
I think you'd be better on bars. Urinal soap and put our picture on it.
Oh, yeah.
I think it'd be more.
They'll be blasting.
Yeah.
like Mike Ken had with Obama.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
I got this to read. On October 3rd, 2019, Fort Covey Volleyball JV and varsity teams will travel to San Henry for a competitive MAC game. This game will be dedicated to Allie Kesters and Everly. Is it Everly?
Yeah.
Mullenkamp?
Yep.
Yeah.
Allie's a 7-year-old girl from San Henry born with a major abdominal wall and a spinal birth defect that has required multiple surgeries and hospitalizations since birth. Everly is a newborn from Fort Recovery who was born with an incurable fragile skin condition requiring frequent wound care. To provide assistance and awareness to these two children and their families, the Fort Recovery and San Henry volleyball teams will be joining forces to have a bake sale during the game. And we'll be selling t-shirts to wear to the game to show our support. Please complete the t-shirt form and return to any Fort Recovery school office. T-shirt forms will be available in the offices. Donations of baked goods are welcome on game day. Feel free to contact anybody. Coach colleague, she sent me that. And,
yeah.
And Neil, they want to do a little thing. Have they talked to you yet about doing a promotion on here?
No, but absolutely. Yeah, we are all in. If those people are listening, send it to FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or give me a call or go to our website and do it. You can do something through there, and we end up getting emails from that. But yeah, we are absolutely all in.
We're all in on that.
For supporting anything even close to that.
That's right.
Anything that you have that's a nonprofit sort of thing that helps people, we want to help promote anything and everything that has to do with Fort Recovery, whether it's kids, school, fire department, whatever it might be.
And you absolutely don't even have to be from Fort Recovery.
No.
We're about helping people and getting, that's what it's all about.
Oh,
so, that's number one, don't you think, Crocker?
I agree. Bubba, since it's going to be that time of year again, we're talking charities. Do you have any idea who we are looking to help this year in the Christmas thing?
Mm-hmm. Me. Everything. The whole kit and caboodle.
Needs it all.
We'll get over $7.
I need a new vehicle. I need a new golf cart, lawnmower.
I imagine these two girls, they probably help them out a little bit.
Well, I know that's it's early to tell, and we always take care of that. And that's for Bill and Jack and Neil to decide, and me and Phil just show up.
Bill.
Blab, and
we'll talk.
And absolutely. We did get a couple things there in the mail, Phil. Who'd you get there from?
Yeah, we got a couple things. We got one from my old boss, Ron Garrett.
Ron and Barb gave a pretty good chunk of money.
Donation to
In memory of Greg.
In memory of Greg.
And mm-hmm.
Also, the North family, I think, friends of Greg's.
Up in Delphus.
Yeah, up in Delphus. So, we've got a few of them.
And Missy is sending us the things so we can get it to Janice for donations at the funeral home. And that'll be going.
Yep.
So if we get them too, I don't know if there's any cards or whatever involved too, Neil, that Ron and And Joyce had asked me to get the cards because they wanted to kind of write thank yous to them. So
absolutely.
I said, we'll do our best and get them all to them.
That's right.
So, hey, we want to. You getting cards?
To send thank yous to these people.
Okay.
I'll just give that stuff to them then.
Yep. It's awesome. So tomorrow night is Indian volleyball, and it's on PG-14, and we're simulcasting that, baby, with Rob, right?
Yes.
And is that a home game versus Parkway?
That is a home game.
Indians are undefeated. The Panthers are undefeated. Yep. Should be a good one. Parkway with a compressive win last night. It'll be a good game and good MAC opener. So, so good luck to Coach Colleague and the volleyball team. And then Saturday of the St. Henry Invitational, and there's a lot of good teams in that. And I know Buckeye.
We open up with
Buckeye Central. And
Central's always good.
And all them games. We'll be on Fort Recovery Radio with.
Yep, we're going to try to do all of them. Two of them are in the small gym, or the old gym.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go to the big gym for the St. Henry game, is the way I understand it.
Yep.
And it may take us more time to...
No, we got to do it.
Well, we have to unhook all the stuff and take it to another
five
gym.
5 minutes. You want me to help you?
Well, it can't be done in 5 minutes. But
7?
Yeah. 7 minutes.
If we can do it 15 or 20, that'll be good. So we may miss a little bit of...
Don't say that. Just tell them we'll be there. We'll be there.
We will be there. We might end the one game, the second game early, or start the third game late.
But they're going to we'll
be there.
So.
Yep.
We'll make it. We'll make it work. We always do Fort Curry Radio. That's what we're all about. Ain't that right, Big Fee?
Yeah, absolutely.
Friday night, Indian football.
Let's go.
I'm fired up. Buckeyes Saturday. 1 week from Sunday. Cleveland Browns.
Browns open. Oh, my God.
Is life getting any better?
Football. I love fall.
And it'll be on at the St. Joe Festival.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep, Sunday afternoons.
We got our tickets tonight for the St. Joe Festival.
They play Kubander's Titans, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Kubander's Titans.
The Kubander. Mark Kubander.
The Kubander.
It's quarter 10. This is the latest we've been on for a while.
Yeah, we're out of control.
But it's only your second
marathon.
Hmm?
It's like a Jerry Lewis telethon.
It is.
We need to have it. We
need the money.
We need to have an all-night radiothon.
We tried this before, didn't we?
I don't think we got it.
We never got it done, though. Christmas thing's the closest we come to.
No, we're going
to
do something else.
That'd be neat.
We're going to do like Radar O'Reilly. We're going to play Sentimental Journey.
All night long?
Yeah, all night long. Neil, you in or out?
I'm in.
Sentimental Journey. While everybody's in the OR operating, do you see that episode?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, you did.
One more time.
Hey, old Tone Arm Cobra.
That Tone Arm Cobra. Sentimental Journey.
And then my Harry Potter said, we're signing off.
We've had enough.
DJ. You in or out? Radiothon.
I like it.
Radiothon, you in or out?
I'm in.
Neil, you in or out? You going to be able to man it?
Yep.
We should go on. We should do a night show.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Sentimental Journey.
That's it.
Doris Day, I believe.
This one is the Doris Day version, but
late Doris Day.
Tommy Dorsey.
Doris Day is still alive. Lives in Dayton, Ohio.
No, I don't think so.
Dayton Doris, they call it.
That's Dayton Doris Sales, and that's
Darren
Guy.
That's what it is.
Darren Guy completely.
As I always told Bill, hard carp.
Okay, here's what we do.
Hard carp.
All right. Neil, you ready for this one?
I probably
keep that
not.
On soft, just like that.
Yeah.
We play Sentimental Journey.
Oh my God!
From 10 o'clock at night till 10 o'clock in the morning, and anybody that listens to the whole thing gets a gift certificate. Merchant gift certificate.
$100 merchant.
$5.
Well, it better be to the Brockman Beckman Funeral Home because people will be killing themselves.
Yeah.
Hey, you in or out?
I love this song, but I can't listen to it for 12 hours.
Yes, we're going to do it, Neil. You in or out?
I have to listen to this song for 12
hours. Sentimental Journey.
I like this song.
For 12 hours. And us talking.
And us talking.
That might be okay.
That'd kill him.
Listen to that beautiful. Turn that up a little bit.
This is off of a 33.
We probably just lost about 20 visits.
They're coming on. Right now, we got people tuning in wide open in Okinawa, Japan.
Okinawa?
Yeah.
This ain't 1941.
What? 1944, Rocker. You're off by 3 years.
Close. It's a war, ain't it?
Like a child. In her day, Doris Day,
yes,
sir. She would have been your hot grandma.
Oh, yeah. Coming about another year when I do that list again.
Yeah.
Marsha Smith will be on that list.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dan.
Well, Dan's out.
Good night. Good morning, good afternoon, good night to old Danny boy, because he'll be placing you as a hitman.
He going to kill you, ain't he?
Yeah.
He fixed your water leak.
If he hasn't done it by now, he's, not going to do it.
Yeah, good. You're good. Anything else to talk about, Spencer?
I just think...
You in on this?
I'm thinking 8 hours of Sentimental Journey.
8 hours of Sentimental.
If we start... We need to do a Kegs and Eggs.
Okay.
How can we do that?
I'm okay with that. Nobody will be listening.
How do we do that?
I don't know.
How can we do that?
Well, we can broadcast. I don't think we can do it.
Can we get like a spotlight coming out of the front door?
How about Morris Albert's Feelings?
I love that song.
Oh, God.
It's not Morris Albert who sings it.
I think it is.
No?
Really?
I think he's right.
Is it? Let me ask you this. We got to do a radiothon.
Yep.
Okay.
I like it.
I'm in.
All right. We don't have to get... We ain't raising any money. We're just going to be on all the time.
We got to build that wall for the president.
Should we have something for the donation to the wall?
To the wall. Yeah.
Maybe that'd be one of our charities for the Christmas.
The wall?
Yeah.
Probably. Uh-oh. This is a beautiful song.
I like it in Japanese. Fearing.
Fearing. Ruffing more red. Fearing.
This is beautiful, ain't it?
Morris Albert.
Yeah. Trying to forget my... Rocker, get your hand on my leg.
Here.
This is unbelievable. That's the most uncomfortable I've ever been.
Bob, that's not his hand.
Oh.
Whoa.
Teardrops. Teardrops. I was all over that, wasn't I?
You were, man. I didn't know what it was.
Running down on my face. You got the next sign. Next line. Go. Trying to forget. Sounding good, ain't he?
Fearings of love.
Fearings of love.
Now hit it hard right here. This is a big part. Hit it. Ready? Go.
Feelings.
Yes. Yes. Keep going.
I'm gonna cry.
That's beautiful.
As you used to tell me, that's panty dropping music.
That is.
Rocker, you can't say that on radio, can you, Neil?
You can. That's kind of cool. Can't do it.
Yeah, nobody's listening anyway.
We might just got a few more listeners.
Hey, Work Your Radio is about history.
Yeah.
Nobody listens.
No, I don't blame them.
Nope.
Nothing to listen to. Rocker beats the hell out of everybody in his trivia.
Unless we had Sentimental Journey. We got to do something to get some recognition. Something stupid.
Well, I guess we bring Breakfast with Bill back.
No, nobody liked that show either.
Nope. Wow. Okay.
I mean, that show sucked.
For a year and a half after we dropped that show, that's all I've ever heard. Where's Bill at?
Who asked you, Bert?
Everybody.
Bert couldn't find him.
Can you get him out of the house, please?
Please take him back.
Bert's saying... God, where's my gun?
How come Bert wasn't on that hot grandma list?
I don't know. I just...
You're not allowed to ask him questions.
Well,
just like on Facebook.
They don't have any grandkids. Oh, I guess Curtis. I guess I wasn't thinking.
You are history. Bill's mad, too.
Oh, yeah, he's mad.
He'll be okay.
I think he'll be okay. But we're back to Sentimental Journey. I can't do Doris Day.
Listen. that. Got trumpets.
Got my reservation.
Reservation.
Spent a dime I could afford.
Ball, 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 imagine ball, if somebody was listening like for the first time ever. The last half hour of this show.
Well, the SWAT team hadn't shown up, so I guess we don't have any.
Wait a minute,
listeners.
I got a text.
Oh boy.
Somebody's listening. What are you guys?
Rocker sounds like a dying goat. Toby Metzger said that.
Hope that wasn't from Jody, because he likes Jody.
Anything you want to say to Toby? Okay, go get him.
Hello, Chelsea. How are you doing?
Whoa. That'll teach you. Shouldn't open your mouth, Toby.
She will never sleep again.
Toby just walked over and locked every door in the house and every window.
You got some issues, don't you?
Oh, hey, I fight fire with fire.
There you go.
Hey, let's get the hell out of here.
Let's do it. Football weekend. Real.
Go Indians.
You going?
Oh, I'll be there.
Hey, long weekend this too. We're all
on. Yeah. Absolutely. What are you doing for Labor Day?
Living in a van down by the river.
Nice. Spencey, we on the air or what we got?
We got nothing going on. I'm probably going out to
Wendelin
for a while and got the volleyball on Saturday morning. A lot of stuff going on.
Perfect.
Lots of stuff going on.
Perfect. Let's do. All right. You ready for this?
We're going to do a little bit of a big band stuff here in the background. Go ahead.
I think we need to do a Saturday morning sports talk.
I'm okay with that.
During basketball season.
Yeah. We could do it right before the girls' games on Saturday or something, if you want to do that.
Well, unless we got road trips.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd say if we do one or two every once in a while, that wouldn't be a bad thing.
Sports talk in the wintertime on Saturday mornings.
Saturday morning sports
instead
talk.
Of or in addition to?
No addition?
Wednesday.
Oh, hell no.
Okay.
We got to talk about our contract.
Huge.
Oh, Lord.
You get popcorn and pop.
Well, I mean, we can't have cheese and meat for breakfast, so we got to have a Doug NC donut.
There we go.
Ooh, I'm going to have to find some place to fry them up.
You interrupt.
I'm thinking we could have them at the basketball games at the gym before the games start. But
that'd be big.
Yep.
Huge.
That is huge. For my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely.
Yes, sir.
For my good friend, Mr. Rocker, Randy.
And there's two new grandkids.
And my two, and Lena
two.
Joe.
New.
And JoJo
baby
Lynn.
Girls.
And all my family. God love them.
And Kelsey's.
Kelsey's. She's in Florida.
She's right in Florida. She's laying on the beach.
What's this?
Tuxedo Junction.
Tuxedo Junction. Conjunction Junction. What? Bub and V, we'll see you, folks. Friday night. Indian
Wednesday?
Football.
See you Friday night.
Listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.